Imagine waking up in a world where your children's genetic makeup is as customizable as your smartphone settings. This isn't science fiction, it's where we're headed. For 3.8 billion years, life has followed Darwin's rules of random mutation and natural selection, with sexual reproduction adding genetic diversity for the past 540 million years. But humanity stands at a revolutionary turning point. Our mutations will no longer be random, but designed. Our selection will no longer be natural, but self-directed. We are beginning to hack Darwin. Unlike Jules Verne's moon landing fantasy of 1865, we're at the equivalent of 1962 in the space race. The foundational technology already exists. As we increasingly understand our biology as information technology, code that can be read, written, and hacked, we'll soon routinely screen embryos for genetic diseases and select for desirable traits. Eventually, technologies like CRISPR will enable precise genetic alterations, potentially incorporating DNA from other humans, animals, or synthetic sources. Over time, conception through sex might be viewed as unnecessarily risky compared to genetically optimized IVF. The fundamental questions we face are profound. Will we use these technologies to expand or limit humanity? Will benefits go only to the privileged few? Who has the right to make decisions affecting the human gene pool? Our DNA contains about 21,000 genes across 23 chromosome pairs, comprising 3.2 billion base pairs that form human life's blueprint. The Human Genome Project completed the first full reading in 2003 after 13 years and $2.7 billion. Today, sequencing costs have dropped to hundreds of dollars, with $100 genome sequencing approaching. This genetic revolution, combined with in vitro fertilization, has transformed reproduction. From Samuel Shank's 1878 discovery of egg fertilization in glass dishes to Louise Brown's birth in 1978 as the first test tube baby, IVF created new possibilities despite controversy from religious and medical groups who considered it unnatural. Scientists later developed pre-implantation genetic testing, PGT, to screen embryos before implantation, initially preventing miscarriages and testing for single gene disorders like Tay-Sachs. PGT now screens for thousands of genetic conditions. As technology improves and costs decrease, genetic screening through IVF may become a standard preventive measure for future parents. By 2035, IVF parents might select embryos not just for disease prevention, but also for predisposition to Alzheimer's, heart conditions, and cancers. Genetic correlations with IQ and personality traits might create tension between optimization and embracing life's natural uncertainty. By 2045, reproduction could transform radically. Instead of invasive egg retrieval, a simple blood draw might generate hundreds or thousands of eggs through Yamanaka's Nobel Prize-winning stem cell technology, converting blood cells into induced pluripotent stem cells. This isn't science fiction. Japanese scientists have already transformed mouse skin cells into reproductive cells that produced healthy offspring. And by 2018, researchers had created egg precursor cells from human blood. The implications are profound. Reproduction could become as routine as a blood test, with genetic selection normalized, potentially making traditional conception increasingly optional. The genetic revolution offers profound insights into human biology while teaching humility. Even with deterministic mutations, some individuals remain symptom-free, protected by other genes or environmental factors we don't fully understand. Our genetics operate within a sophisticated biological orchestra, the epigenome regulating gene expression, the transcriptome of actively expressed genes, the proteome, metabolome, and microbiome, all functioning within varied environmental contexts. Researchers use genome-wide association studies, GWAS, to analyze genetic variations across populations, revealing complex genetic architectures behind conditions from diabetes to schizophrenia. As we shift from simple genetic causality to complex networks, artificial intelligence becomes essential. Like DeepMind's AlphaGo, AI systems now analyze massive genetic datasets to identify disease patterns and predict drug responses. Companies like Deep Genomics merge AI with genomics because biology is too complex for humans to understand without computational assistance, potentially revolutionizing medicine. The nature versus nurture debate has intensified with our ability to select embryos based on genetic profiles. Twin studies provide crucial insights. Identical twins separated at birth show remarkable similarities in traits from schizophrenia rates to personality. Thomas Bouchard found twins raised separately shared traits at nearly the same rate as those raised together. A 2015 meta-analysis concluded humans are approximately half defined by genetics, with trait heritability varying widely. While height is predominantly genetic, environment can override genetic potential, as evidenced by North Koreans who experienced the 1990s famine being up to 3 inches shorter than South Koreans. Stephen Hu's research using 500,000 sequenced genomes demonstrated height can be predicted from genetics alone with accuracy within about an inch, creating a foundation for understanding other complex traits once sufficient genomic data exists. Intelligence shows 60 to 70% heritability in twin studies, though environmental factors remain crucial. Eric Turkheinar found genetic predictors less effective for children from disadvantaged backgrounds, suggesting negative environments have greater impact in those situations. As genetic prediction advances, parents will face difficult choices about which traits to prioritize in their children. CRISPR originated in bacteria's defense against viruses. First noticed as repeating DNA clusters in 1987, researcher Francisco Mojica later identified them as matching viral sequences, suggesting a bacterial immune system. Between 2010-2012, scientists including Emmanuel Charpentier and Jennifer Doudna transformed this natural mechanism into a precise gene editing tool. Unlike previous techniques requiring months of work, CRISPR operates in days at minimal cost, using bacterial scissors to snip and insert genetic code at specific locations. Commercial applications include non-browning Arctic apples and virus-resistant rainbow papayas. In medicine, CAR T therapy demonstrates CRISPR's potential. Genetically enhanced T cells are reintroduced to fight cancer. Novartis's 2017 trials showed 83% of patients achieving remission within 3 months. Recent breakthroughs include repairing cystic fibrosis defects, correcting hereditary tyrosinemia in mice, editing genes for thalassemia, removing HIV from immune cells, fixing embryonic heart defect genes, and addressing muscular dystrophy and sickle cell mutations. What seemed impossible a decade ago is now becoming routine, opening doors to treating thousands of previously untreatable genetic conditions. The genetic revolution offers tremendous health opportunities alongside profound ethical challenges. The shadow of eugenics, from ancient infanticide to Nazi Germany's racial hygiene programs, looms over genetic engineering. Unlike historical eugenics, modern genetic selection stems from individual health choices rather than state coercion. The question becomes how much modification we should permit. Diversity isn't just about social justice, it's humanity's fundamental survival strategy. Random mutation creates genetic diversity, allowing our species to adapt through changing conditions. Parents selecting for currently valued traits might inadvertently reduce diversity in unpredictable ways. Creating an international framework for genetic engineering requires balancing respect for those uncomfortable with germline modifications while supporting scientific progress worth trillions in well-being and commerce. Our immediate priority must be public education and engagement. We cannot halt genetic enhancement, but we can shape how this transformation unfolds. Our choices now will determine whether these technologies expand human potential for all or create new divisions between genetic haves and have-nots.